Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 27th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I put up a quick diary earlier asking for some feedback what people do to monitor their DNS infrastructure. Now, I'm not talking about monitoring DNS queries. We talked about that before, but how do you monitor that the DNS servers that you use to advertise your zones, your domains are not compromised? Or that, for example, your registrar account didn't get compromised and your zones are now being redirected to a different name server. In order to do this right, there are a large number of parameters that you actually have to monitor. For example, name server records that are stored with the respective top-level domain name servers, MX records to make sure that no mail servers got added to them, and then also making sure that just no changes were made. So, for example, look for the serial number of the respective zone. So far, I haven't really seen anything great here in the comments. So if you do have any tool or such that you like to use to do that, let me know and we may write it up. I'm also working a little bit on my own tool, but I would rather use an already existing tool if it fulfills the purpose. And then we got yet another update for iOS. So now we are actually at iOS 7.0.2. This latest update fixes one important security issue. With the original iOS 7, it was possible to bypass the lock screen, at least in a limited way, where you were able to access some of the features of the phone. Now, this is now fixed in this latest update, so something you definitely should apply. And next Tuesday is October 1st, and with that, Cybersecurity Awareness Month starts. In the past, we had sort of special awareness diary themes for Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Now, there's only so much you can write about awareness, and what we have written in the past is pretty much still valid. So we'll try a little bit a different approach this time around. What we'll try is to actually ask you for any kind of interesting log entry that you found in your logs. So look over your logs, web server logs, Windows logs, whatever you can find. And if you think there's an interesting security related log entry you would like to know more about, send this to us. And then sort of as a little prize, if you include your mailing address, I will send you some Internet Storm Center stickers if we use your log entry. I'm not sure how many of these log entries we get and what they'll be about, so we may not necessarily have sort of one a day, but let's see how many good log entries we receive. What I usually tell people is if you don't see anything interesting in your logs, you're just not looking hard enough. So try to find a little gem, that little hack, that little attack or whatever that's really making an interesting story. And if you're using Google Talk, careful, it looks like some messages currently end up at the wrong recipient. The problem started Thursday early morning Pacific time and apparently persisted through most of Thursday. Right now I'm seeing some messages here that at least for some users the problems have been fixed. Now you may also see error messages or not be able to send messages or connect to the servers, but then again, that's probably better than having your messages delivered to the wrong recipient. And then we got the pretty basic but important vulnerability in Mailbox for iOS. Mailbox is an alternative mail client, so you're not affected if you're using the standard Apple mail client. The problem with Mailbox is that it executes JavaScript. Now, hardly any email client I know right now does that by default, but Mailbox does. And with that, of course, an attacker could send you an email that includes JavaScript, and that then has quite a bit of access to your browser, to what's happening within Mailbox, to the email once you view it. So you actually don't have to click on anything. Luckily, Dropbox, the owner of Mailbox, did react pretty quickly and implemented a filter on its servers that will remove JavaScript before it is delivered to the client. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening. Please remember to look for some interesting logs. And by the way, I will also be teaching intrusion detection analysis in Baltimore starting October 14th. So if you want to learn more about intrusion analysis, that would be a great place to do that. And talk to you again on Monday. Bye.